This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Also, I want to make sure everyone knows it's Earth Day. This is a very important day for the Earth. Yes, Chris, how did you not know that with all these weird hippie freaks out there? You see it all over the place now. Earth Day this and Earth Day now. Oh, don't dent my Subaru. Here was Biden today.
Recruiting for over 2,000 positions in 36 states to start with in Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, with many on the way.
I'm already bored. I don't feel like listening to Biden. By the way, he grew up with bronchiectasis, asthma.
And I lived in just literally the school I went to was literally a quarter mile from that border. We had the highest cancer rate in the 1970s of any nation, any state in the nation. And guess what? A lot of us, from me included, ended up with bronchial asthma and many other diseases.
Does Joe Biden have asthma? Is that a new thing? I don't remember Joe Biden having asthma. Anyway, wishing everyone a very happy Earth Day. I almost said birthday. All right, let's do a couple of things. One, I want to remind you a little bit of what I've said before. Things are getting bad in blue cities. You know that. The story today is things are getting bad on Ivy League campuses across the country. You know that. But how much am I supposed to care? It's not that I want anybody to be hurt or anything like that, but you're telling me in these commie-run blue cities, things are getting bad? It's not that I want to lose our cities. I love cities. But yeah, that's what happens when you choose communism. You're telling me on university campuses, you have a bunch of out-of-control activists, a bunch of dirty demon communist nutjobs now can take over your campus at a moment's notice, and like happened on Harvard today, the faculty will join them when they do, and you expect me to be upset? Why would I be upset? I don't know about you. Hey, Chris, Michael, maybe I missed it. Did you guys run into any commie protesters on your way to the studio today? We come from way different places. Chris is coming from south, and Michael's coming from north, and we're coming from all over, and I never ran into any of this. It's weird. I didn't run into any violent crime. Nobody got shot. I didn't run into any climate change protesters gluing their naked butts to the highway. There were none of these Palestinian people. I murdered the Jews. I didn't run into any of that here. Huh. But you ran into it at Columbia, huh? Wow. That is something. That is a shame, isn't it? Nice and quiet out here. Just letting you know. Anyway, the strategy
to make Donald Trump the Antichrist remains in play. But that's not really the point of what I'm about to play. I'm about to play you a couple of things. Remember, the people at the bottom, the street communist scum, the morons at the universities, on the highways, the Antifa rallies, the Black Lives Matter rallies, remember, they really are the dumbest people in our society. Many of them are insane, mentally ill. And communists, they take advantage of those people. They tell lies. Lies that make you roll your eyes. And I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but that was awesome. They tell lies. Lies that make you roll your eyes. But liberal Aunt Peggy believes
kill
it.
Kill his opposition. Imprison his opposition. Drive, you know, journalists and others into exile. Rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants.
Can someone verify for me that Trump wants to drive journalists into exile? Because I'm wearing a MAGA hat next show if that's what Trump's plans actually are. If someone could confirm that for me, then I'd be all over it. Anyway, Gavin Newsom is running this ad. Listen to this. Liberal Aunt Peggy, she believes this.
We're almost there. You're hearing
the audio of a commercial, by the way. It's a family in a car.
Make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org.
Ma'am, I need you to step out of the car and take a pregnancy test.
You know, we laugh. I'm laughing. You're laughing. But liberal Aunt Peggy believes that. She's mentally ill. She doesn't know what's going on. All right. 877-377-4373. Chuck, Virginia, go.
Hey, Jesse, I love the F4, but I think the F-14 is just more awesome. It's visually more intimidating. It's an awesome aircraft, especially when it's supersonic. It's got the swept wings going. It's an awesome plane.
Now, hold on a second, Chuck. Don't make fun of me. We are talking about the that's the Tomcat, right? With the wings that go in and out with the, like, the yep. Top Gun plane.
Yeah, Top Gun okay. plane, right.
Dang it. You might be right. It is cool how the wings go in and out like that on the Top Gun plane. Dang. I remember I wanted when I was a kid. That Top Gun was big back then. And they had this plane, this model of the Top Gun plane. And not just one of the plastic ones like your grandma would maybe get you for a couple bucks at Christmas. But this is one of those ones they put in the front window. I still remember it like it was yesterday. They put it in the front window of the toy store. And the wings would actually move in and out. And the wheels of the plane could actually adjust. And they'd go inside of the plane and out. And I wanted that thing so bad. And I never got it. It's not any right. It's not right. Dear Dick Cheney of Paintball. We keep talking about a political revolution, as in changing the way politicians are. You think there's a way to have a corporate revolution? Corporations answer to shareholders, so on and so forth. I think once we get companies to flip, we can turn these things around. Okay, so how do we attack the corporate world? Now that the corporate world has chosen to turn against us, this all happened, I should note, because of the university system. Having a university system taken over by commies is a problem because the people who graduate there eventually take over the corporate world, and that's what we have today. A lot of what we have today is that, plus we allowed a bunch of liberal white women to take over the HR department. Almost undoubtedly, your company, they have an HR department, and if your company is a large company, you should know the HR department. You hear this? Do you hear that? That's the sound of a heartbeat. I don't know. It's a little weird for a heartbeat, but can you hear that? Look, Chris, it's kind of a heartbeat sound. No, this is better. Here. Chris, do you hear that? Now I'm doing the pitter-patter thing. I do my own sound effects. You hear that? Oh, wait, that was a triple. You should get checked out by a doctor. Either way, the HR department, it's the beating heart of communism in your company. You know, you know how you worked for a normal company like 2 years ago? And today you have to fill out your pronouns in your bio for some reason. And today you have to go through your 15th class learning about how evil white people are and why men are evil. That's because liberal Aunt Peggy took over the HR department and all the training and the hiring and firing. Because again, communists seize choke points. That's why they took over your small town that was so red, that still is red, and yet there's a child drag show. And it's why your once prosperous company now is full of a bunch of DEI hires, and productivity is down, and the product you make breaks, and you want to drive off a bridge on the way into work every day. It's because communists seize choke points so they can take power. Anyway, don't get me distracted. Corporations. How do we fight that? How do we have a revolution when it comes to the corporate world? Well, first, you know, I know that we have to be better about putting our money where our morals are. I have to be better. You have to be better. Now, there are some things we can't help. Some places we have to spend money where we shouldn't, but we have to. I mean, shouldn't, but we have to. And then there are some ways where we can get by without it. So that's one way. But there is another aspect to this that makes fighting the corporate part of it maybe a losing battle. That may not be the soft underbelly of corporate communism. It may not be the corporations themselves. I'll explain what I mean in just a moment, then we'll get back to all these calls. 877-377-4373. Before I get to those, let's get to this. The spending will continue, and it won't be on you. You'll never have $60 billion in the core in the way of a tax cut or anything that improves your way of life. They're going to keep printing and spending and printing and spending and printing and spending until, well, I mean, we'll long for the days of 175%.
Visit just about any restaurant or store, and you'll hear people talking about inflation.
Our food costs have increased by about 175%. Everything from dairy is...
keeps going from here. So do you have precious metals? Do you have gold coins or silver coins? Do you have it in your retirement account? You know, owning physical precious metals and getting it in your retirement account, that's a basic way to prepare. And let me tell you something. You know you'll sleep better at night. It'll help you sleep better at night when you get something the government can't destroy. Call Oxford Gold Group and let them handle it for you. 833-995-GOLD. All right? We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Getting some death threats even by phone call tonight. That's exciting. 877-377-4373. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're talking about attacking corporate communism here, and then I'll get back to these calls here in a minute. But all right, so how do we attack the communism in corporate America? Because it's really, really, really bad. It's really damaging to society. Your businesses, the business environment, the businesses are an institution of themselves in a society. They matter. The corporations in your society matter. It does. It matters that every June, every business goes rainbow in the country. It does. It matters. It's promoting. It's everywhere. It matters. So how do we attack that? Okay, well, let's set aside not spending money there. It goes deeper, and just similar to what we were talking about earlier, it's easy. It would be easy to take this apart. At the same time, it's difficult. We were talking about it's easy. It would be easier to stop the climate protesters, but it's hard because they're protected by the justice system. Let's talk about corporations and the system itself and how it works. Why does corporate America, why do they do all this stuff? All in for all the climate change stuff and Pride Month and the BLM stuff. Why do they do that? They do that because it's now a gangster capitalist system. It is a global gangster capitalist system in Western civilization. No longer free societies. The elites in those societies have turned against the people themselves. And now they work together. Okay, we got that. But corporations, how does it pertain to them? Well, remember Bud Light? It's actually a very great example. Everyone remembers the Bud Light protest. Bud Light hires a bunch of liberal white women to work in their advertising. Lo and behold, about 5 minutes later, there's a tranny on a beer can. You got mad, I got mad, everyone got mad, and people stopped buying Bud Light. Talked about it on this show, and we talked about the losses eventually. What was it? It was well north of $1 billion last time we checked that Bud Light had lost since that whole thing. And our side patted ourselves on the back at least a little bit for that and said, yes, good, yes, look, these other corporations, I'm sure they've taken notice. They've been put on notice now. But did they? Did they? Have you noticed a decrease in corporate activism out there? You know, we'll set that aside. Disney. How many times have we come on this show and ranted about Disney and how the country's biggest child-focused company turned into Sodom and Gomorrah, and this latest movie, hey, this is going to be the one no one's going. It bombs at the box office. In fact, how many times have you heard me just say just that on the show, usually in headlines because I don't do much entertainment stuff, where I come on and say, latest Disney movie, fill in the blanks, bombs at the box office. It bombs. How many times have I said it? And yet, on they go. They're still making the same movies. Why? Well, let's set aside communism for a moment. Let's talk about criminal organizations. We'll make it about the Italian mafia because that's our main one here in America. The Italian mafia. For the longest time, we had a very difficult time getting them under control in this country. It is insane how much juice, how much power the Italian mafia families had back in the day. Think early 1900s, early, about that time. It is crazy. They had their fingers in everything. Wild. They were just, there was no chance. Get your mind around this. There was really no chance at a legitimate prosecution of one of those guys. And if you happened to have to do it, you'd set him up in a mansion in prison and he'd probably get out early. Crazy. So why is it different now? And they're still there. They always will be there. But it's much different now as far as the money and power and political influence they have. How did we stop it? How did we change it? Well, we worked our way up to the top of the organizations instead of only focusing on the bottom. But working your way up to the top of organized crime organizations actually had to go beyond just getting up to the boss, just getting up to the underboss, just getting up to the guys who make the call. If you do any digging into the organized crime takedowns, especially early in the 1900s, well, mid-1900s when they really started rolling those things out, and then in the 60s and 70s when they ramped them up, you know what came along with those on top of Tony the Nose or whatever his name is going to prison? You know who was going to prison right along with him? Local prosecutor they found out was on the take. Up, cop. Look, they found $20,000 buried in the cop's backyard on the take. He's going down to, you saw cops, judges, government people getting swept up in these criminal organizations. Why? Because the mobster, the Italian mobster, only can do the things he can do if he is provided protection by people in power, by people in government where the real power lies. So people in the judicial system, people in the legislature, cops, whoever it may be. So how does this pertain to American communism? Well, if we're going to attack and take apart American communism, we can do it. We really, really can. And it's actually not going to involve arresting street communists. That's fine with arresting them. We should get them out of the way. But it's going to involve working our way up to the top and attacking not only the top of these evil corporations, but the government who enables it. Because in a gangster capitalist system, the real story of Bud Light, the one we don't want to talk about, is Bud Light and their parent corporation is still doing just fine and will be just fine. Why? Because it's a big system, a big evil system. Yeah, it was an important battle. I'm glad we fought it. I'm glad we put America on corporate America on notice. I'm not saying it was all for naught. But it didn't make lasting change because we didn't work our way high enough up the ladder. Make sense? All right. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I still can't believe they're running ads telling women that cops are pulling people over in Alabama, running a pregnancy test on them. Also, back to speaking of not caring that the communist is going through the fruits of his communism, Los Angeles' mayor, her name is Karen Bass. She's this ridiculous commie hag. Well, Karen Bass's home was broken into while she was away. And I'm supposed to care why? Honestly, tell me why I should care. It's not that I want L.A. to suck. I've had a blast in L.A. I have a blast every time I go to L.A. In fact, I think I'm going back to L.A. soon. A month or two, I have to go out there for the suits or something like that, if I remember right. But this is Karen Bass. Why am I supposed to feel bad that her house got broken into?
I mean, it's really an embarrassment on our country that we have more people locked up in the United States than any place in the world. And if you look at the many, many, many people who are locked up, they're locked up because they're poor, because they can't afford bail, or they can't afford proper legal defense. If you dealt with the poverty aspect, you could probably reduce the population by 50% with that alone. You know, why are people incarcerated just because they can't make bail?
And now her house gets broken into. I'm sorry. Look, things are bad at Colombia. Well, Colombia's been nurturing communism for how long? Oh, things are bad at Berkeley. You don't understand. They're protesting at Harvard. Yeah, man, you know, I'll be honest with you. When you nurture communism, things go poorly for you. There's actually this amazingly long historical record of it. Maybe you should have paid attention. Whatever. Seth, St. Louis, go.
I want to first wish Chris a happy Passover. Okay.
Happy
All
Passover,
right.
Chris, and happy Passover to you, Seth. Mazel tov.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
You remember in 2016, Trump against Clinton? Who would you want to take the 4 a.m. call?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
I do.
Okay, so would you want Biden to take that call? He'd probably sleep right through it.
Well,
okay, now,
you know, I know what Seth is saying. This is one of those things I have to slap myself awake before every election, and I've learned this. This was after the midterm election where I've learned this lesson. So I'm going to say something. And I'm just going to put it out there, and I'm going to remind you, but I'm really reminding me of something.
We like to imagine, we normal people, we like to imagine that America is more logical and more right-wing than America actually is. When America had 100 million people in it, it looked like the country that you and I imagine in our minds, where most people want things kind of normal, right? And then they want the... Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yes, there are many, 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 many people who want what you want. There are many, 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 many evil people who want to burn the whole thing down. And there are many, 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 many people who don't have any idea what's going on or who to blame and or anything else out there. America isn't near as right-wing or logical as you or I would believe. In every election cycle, every single one, I convince myself that it is. I'm yelling at me. I'm not yelling at you. You remember my stupid bet in the midterms? We were going into the midterms, Joe Biden's midterms. You remember, of course. Maybe we have new listeners. I know we have a bunch of new listeners right now. So during the midterms or leading up to the midterms, remember, it was supposed to be this huge red wave. Biden got in there, and I mean, he did what Joe Biden does. He's an idiot.
And folks, solar for all will give us more breathing room and cleaner breathing room.
He's an idiot. And he screwed everything up right away, and he wasn't popular. His approval numbers were in the tank. And we all thought, oh my gosh, it's going to be this red wave. There's always a wave when the president, House, and Senate's all held by the same party. There's always a wave in the midterm. Like, even history said there was going to be a wave. And then election night comes, and I remember I was with actually Clay and Buck down at some party with the suits down in Nashville. And we're watching the red trickle. And there ain't no wave. And if it wasn't for Florida, thank you, Ron DeSantis, we wouldn't even have the House. If we didn't have the Florida wave, we would have still had a Democrat-controlled House. Remember that. It's crazy. Florida and New York were the two reasons we actually held anything, believe it or not. Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I remember that night. I'm sitting there, and I'm sucking it up. It hurts. I'm sucking it up. And I'm already about done mingling my social media. I've been Mr. Personable, I want you to know, for a couple hours, but my social media is about out. I need to get out of there. And I'm not feeling great about the election results, and I don't want to fake it and talk anymore. And so I see Buck, and I tell him, I'm like, hey, Buck, man, I'm leaving. This friggin' sucks. And Buck looks at me, and he says, Jesse, we both did it again. We convinced each other this country's more right-wing than it ever actually is. When it comes to this election, this November, it's an obvious choice. It's an obvious choice. Unless you're one of these people who despises Trump and you're voting for RFK because of the vaccine stuff and whatnot. But I mean, if you're one of the people who views the election as being a Biden versus Trump election, it's a binary choice. It's going to be one of the two. I'd say that's probably 80% of you. If that's how you view the election, it's going to be Biden or it's going to be Trump. For you, for anyone, anybody who thinks like that, you look at inflation numbers and the border and foreign policy wise, it's a disaster. And Joe Biden isn't even a functional adult. And we haven't even talked about the corruption. It's an obvious choice for you. It's an obvious choice for me. Just remember, there are a lot of these people now in this society.
Pledge to do whatever you can to not work. Not go to class, not do research. You all are incredibly smart people who are so knowledgeable about things like post-colonialism and Marxism and other theories. It is time for you to get...
I don't even know what post-colonialism is. And that nut job, she cares about it a lot. Just... Look, we convince ourselves that the country's going to choose the right thing because Joe Biden isn't a functional adult. We might not have that kind of country anymore. That's all I'm saying. All right? That's all I'm saying. All right. Enough of that. Enough. That was too dark. Colin, Denver, go.
Yeah, I wanted to give you my opinion on the best fighter jet.
Go.
You know, they're all good, the F-4s, the F-15s. But I guess I'm old school. I don't know if you've ever seen an F-8D Crusader.
I am looking it up as we speak. So keep filibustering on the radio. Hurry up, talk.
Okay.
What is it? It's F-8 Crusader.
They call it F-8D. They call it the last of the gunfighters, which is like the coolest name ever. because it's just one great big jet engine with a machine gun on the front.
Yes.
No air-to-air missiles. You just chase a bad guy down and shoot him in the back.
Yes, I remember that one. I remembered it because they made the A-10 Warthog with that big minigun on the front, and it reminded me of the Crusader now that you talked about it. Gosh, that's a freaking good call, Colin.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be a man to fly one of those, baby.
That's a sick thing. I bet it sounds like this. Hey, Jesse, or no, you know what? Let's hold off on that. You know how Biden called... He keeps saying his uncle was eaten by cannibals in World War II outside of Papua New Guinea. Well, now it's risen to the level that Papua New Guinea's prime minister, his name is James Marape, went out and blasted Biden for implying that Papua New Guinea's full of cannibals. Joe Biden, just with his random line, just the standard line that he does in conversation because he's Joe Biden, just once again hurts international relations. All those dirty cannibals over there in Papua New Guinea. Anyway, look, Joe, if that's stressing you out and you're having trouble sleeping, good news. MyPillow has a $25 extravaganza sale right now. So if you are the president of the United States of America and your mouth is constantly getting you in trouble with domestic voting blocs, with entire countries, it may be stressful when you lay down at night. That's why you need the premium MyPillow with the all Giza fabric that they're selling for $25 right now. You want a two-pack of the multi-use MyPillows? $25 right now. MyPillow sandals, $25 right now. Six-piece towels at $25. You understand the gist of it. Take advantage of the $25 extravaganza sale at MyPillow, and this one is going to wave bye-bye soon. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or call 800-845-0544.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, the Romans watered down their currency, as well as adding inferior metals to their gold coins, dear Dr. Bald-Headed Legend. Eventually, the Roman coins were worthless. Yeah, look, like we talked about, there's two guaranteed ways to sink a nation. Unending illegal immigration, no nation can withstand that, and destroy the value of the currency. But I'm just glad that kind of thing can't happen here. Also, heard this from Megan Basham. Thought this was an interesting little tidbit.
Only 34% of evangelicals believe...
Why do they call it a tidbit? I say that word too. Chris, I understand that it's small, but I don't think tidbit. Chris, can you look that up? What if it's some kind of old, like weird thing? A lot of those old sayings are weird. Anyway, here she was.
Only 34% of evangelicals believe that climate change is a very serious problem. They are the most skeptical religious group by 12 points. They are the most likely at 72% to say that seeing racism where it doesn't exist is a bigger problem in America than people overlooking racism. So around 35% of the US population describe themselves as evangelical. The vast majority of those say they are Republican or right-leaning. As the progressive magazine The Atlantic put it in 2021, evangelicals are simply America's most powerful voting bloc. They present the most significant hurdle to the left-wing agenda. You will find that even when all other major demographic groups have signed on, evangelicals remain the lone holdouts.
And that is why the federal government has declared war on them. It's why the FBI is infiltrating the church. Remember, we have the memo. We know that they are. It's exactly why the FBI is recruiting at pride events across the country, because communists understand exactly where the problem is. And this is why I've been so hard on the church, because much of the church isn't operating as if that's the case. And if the church was, universal in its opposition to American communism, the church could sweep these demons out of power. We need people to be more engaged. All right, let's get to a couple more of these. Ooh, the A-10. Mark, Oregon, go.
Jesse, the A-10 Warthog is armored by a Dow 13 30 millimeter Gatling gun with revolving six barrels that fires 6,000 rounds per minute and produces approximately 2,000 pounds of pressure or pounds of force with each round fired. It will cover the football field in 1 second at approximately, I believe, 10 inch off centers of the rounds. The information online says that it's a Gal 8. It's a Gal 13. A Gal 8 is 25 millimeters, which...
I'm cutting you off for your own sake, Mark, because that's a great call, but it's getting too boring at the end. I just want to remind everybody to go look up what Mark was just talking about. If you're unfamiliar with the A-10 Warthog, go look up videos. I'm sure they have videos all over Rumble or YouTube or wherever of A-10 Warthogs in action. It was a plane built around this sick gun that he's describing. It just sticks out the front of the aircraft. And what it's a ground support plane. There are many men and women listening to the sound of my voice right now from Iraq and Afghanistan whose lives were saved because of A-10 Warthogs. You get in a pickle, you get yourself pinned down, you call for an A-10 Warthog, and they will come in and spray that daggone gun all over the ground, and they will just lay waste to people. That was a great call. A-10 Warthog is sick. John, real quick, go.
Yeah, stop.
Sorry, John, that wasn't quick enough. Rosemary, Delaware, go.
Hi. First of all, thank you very much for taking my call, Jesse. I want you to know that you're one of the few people I listen to on the radio because you tell the truth.
Appreciate you.
What I wanted to say was I've been on this planet for 70 years, and I am totally disillusioned with the fact that two branches of our government are totally corrupt, and that now we're at a situation in this country where the judiciary in the lower courts is now the same way, and that nine people are formulating the direction of where this country's going.
Yeah, look, it's a bad place. At the top right now, we're in a very, very bad place. I do want to emphasize this, and it's me here. I'm not putting down where we are. At the tippy top, we are in bad shape. But at the state level, state and local level, there is a ton we can still preserve here. I'm telling you right now, there are still tens of millions of Americans that want what you want, that are disgusted with what they see. If we can just get them active and get ourselves active, more active than we have been, then we can win. Organize your friends. Pick up your Pure Talk phone and send that text message out to your friends and say, hey, there's a local election coming up. Did you know there's a local election coming up? It's on this day. Did you know this is who you're supposed to vote for? And maybe you're sitting there thinking, I know what you're thinking right now, but Jesse, what if my text message doesn't go through? But see, that's the benefit of having a Pure Talk phone. Yes, you get the patriotic cell phone company, but with the same 5G service as the big guys. So the text message you send to your friends to get them out to the polls, it'll go through every single time. Plus, you'll save a fortune. Seriously, you'll save a fortune. You get to keep your phone, keep your number, or they have great discounts on new ones if you'd like. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. All right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. The time is now. Do it.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Texas leads the U.S. in job growth, surpassing its previous record for the total number of jobs. Yes, like I said, tons of this country is still going to be able to thrive, and we will hopefully be flamers of freedom, spreading the freedom flames everywhere. And that was difficult to say. What, Chris? I got that first take, baby. Woo! Biden administration to spend over $2 million to diversify marine biology and climate science. Yes, the death of everything. Focusing on diversity kills it, whatever you're trying to diversify. National security suicide. Alaska senator blames Biden administration's move to restrict drilling
and mining. Well, yes, the idea is to make America completely dependent on China. Why do you think Biden was out there today talking about this?
And folks, solar for all will give us more breathing room and cleaner breathing room.
Solar for all, meaning I'll be able to purchase more solar panels from the Communist Party in China, who has all the dirt on me and my son and where many of my family's investments lie. SCOTUS to take up ghost gun case. Let's hope we get through with that whole thing there, because otherwise they're going to really start cracking down even more on the private production of firearms. My ex shaved his head and pretended to have cancer to cheat with another woman. I'm sorry, that's not funny, but man, alive, that's commitment. Exclusive. She survived a World War II era death camp facing Biden DOJ charges. 88-year-old is prepared to die in prison. 88 years old, turned 10 years old in a World War II era death camp, and she's likely going to finish out her days in a federal prison in America because this government has declared war on you. Remember that. All right. We'll do it tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.